Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing and to the Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Sam Rodabaugh. During the month of December, our words have been, and will be, Christmas-oriented. The word for today is nativity. Now, if I were to play a word association game with you around the word nativity, there's probably a number of words that would come to your mind. Manger, stable, shepherds, cattle, the list goes on. Now, in your head, you're probably now picturing a nativity set. There's the tidy stable, filled with curious animals, a mother beaming over her child, father standing composed behind her. There's probably a few shepherds standing in the periphery, and maybe your nativity that you're picturing has three well-dressed men, one stooping with a chest of gold, the other two waiting patiently with their gifts behind him. That's a fairly common nativity presentation. We have other sources that supply the images in our mind when we think of the nativity, among those being hymns. Quite often, the English hymn writers focused on various details from that evening. That the cattle were lowing deeply, the snow was on the ground, the night is still and silent, the baby's not crying, and of course, the stars are shining brightly. As you can probably guess, many of these details are likely inaccurate. For one thing, the wise men did not arrive until well after the small family had departed. The stable was not tidy. I don't know if it was snowing out, but I can assure you that it wasn't all that quiet. After all, they were in a barn with barn animals. But just as inaccurate as our portrayal or mental image of the nativity scene, it's also that unimportant, really. What is truly important and significant about the nativity is the birth of our Savior. And that's what the word nativity really means, is birth. It's this birth that Isaiah foretold. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. How clearly God permits the prophet Isaiah to see the nativity of Jesus centuries in advance, and how personally Isaiah takes what he sees. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. God wants you to take hold of Christ's birth the same way, with faith in this. Jesus was born for you. If there was no one else in need of his love, if there were no other sinners in need of forgiveness, he still would have come into this world. Because he loves each of us, as if there was only one of us. For us, he was born as a child, not as a king, not in glory or majesty, but in a barn in a small town named Bethlehem. And now the details of the nativity are worthwhile to dwell on. It was a barn, likely full of animals, probably covered in straw and animal refuse and spider webs and whatever else you'd expect to find in a barn. A recently used feed trough was probably cleared out, and there Jesus was laid. The King of creation, born into the world in the same place a calf might have been born to a cow. Now, dwelling on the indignity of the scene helps us to acknowledge the humiliation that Christ went through, not just in being born amongst barn animals, but being God. And being born into a weak human body, being born and being led to the cross to be killed by the same people he was coming to save. And he did all this out of his great love for you. May your Christmas celebrations be filled with joy and peace as you focus on this birth, the birth of a Savior who was born for you.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.